With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and it is that time of year. It's August 1. We're talking now with the Danvers Director of Athletics at Danvers High School, Drew Betts. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Good morning. Thanks very much for having me.
Drew, I think the first thing I want to ask you, in no particular order, is what do ADs do in the summertime? Because it seems to me you're in constant motion from, well, really all year round, but you go through the whole school year doing everything, organizing everything, then all of a sudden June hits and graduation takes place, and then you sort of almost have to get ready again for the next season. So tell me a little bit about summer activities.
Yeah, so summer we do a lot of stuff in terms of just prep work for, you know, obviously our fall and our winter sports to just make sure that, you know, coaches are prepared, schedules are in place, practice plans or practice times and everything are set for everybody. And then in the summer, we're very fortunate here that we have a really strong rec department, and a lot of our coaches run rec programs through them for some of, like, the, you know, younger student athletes in town. So, like, we have a football camp that runs for, you know, first to eighth grade, boys and girls basketball, field hockey, soccer has a program, wrestling has started one in years past, and then boys and girls lacrosse is also doing one. So it's just kind of in baseball, actually, for the first time this year did one. So it's a really nice window to kind of work with our rec department and, you know, pop out to some of those and see some, you know, some of the younger student athletes in the community.
It sounds good because most coaches that I talk with, if not all coaches, want to promote year-round activities, but they want to have, for want of a better word, a diverse to do multi-sports, I guess is what I'm saying. You know, try out for other things, even if you're particularly good at one thing. So it sounds like the kids in Danvers have an opportunity to experiment if they want to.
Yeah, that's for a lot of our, like, elementary and middle school student athletes. But I would say definitely here at Danvers, we really do try and push the multi-sport model. Just because I think it, you know, it is important that it's like you're exposed to different opportunities, you get to work with different coaches, and it's really something that I think is beneficial for all student athletes.
Yep, I hear it time and again, and I really promote and support that. Coach, I don't know if you give yourself a report card or somebody grades, you know, the athletic program overall, but give me a quick précis of, say, from September of 2024 to June of 25, because it looks to me like you had a lot of participants in sports once again and very successful seasons.
Yeah, I thought it was, you know, it was a great school year. Obviously, we started off with a really, really strong season in the fall, you know, with our football team getting back to the playoffs again. Girls soccer had a really, really good run going to the Elite Eight and lost kind of in sort of a heartbreaker down in Medfield. And then boys soccer will have made it back to the tournament for the first time in a long time. We had some really, really strong individual cross-country runners. Same is true for field hockey. Our cheer team will have won the NEC championship for the first time in a while. And that, you know, that kind of success sort of carried into the winter with hockey having a great season, girls basketball getting to the tournament for the first time in a while. And then gymnastics was kind of really the, I would say, the highlight of our winter season, finishing fourth at states, which was great. And then spring, just like it is for everybody, it's always kind of a buckle up, hold on for your, you know, hold on the weather. And this year's spring certainly kept that as true. But it was, again, a really successful spring, and we had some, you know, track student athletes have some really, really strong individual success. Softball was back in the tournament, which was great. And then tennis was kind of the highlight of the spring, and they you know, advanced all the way to the Elite Eight and lost kind of a heartbreaker to Bishop Fenwick here in Danvers 3-2 sort of late in the year.
Yeah, that's great. All of that stuff sounds so good. You know, and I want to ask you about your experience now as the director of athletics. In particular, what obstacle have you overcome that you might not have expected going into the job?
That's a great question. I mean, I would say it's more the biggest obstacle, I would say, is just more making sure that we're doing enough to sort of promote and support our student athletes. I think it's a lot of times here in Danvers, we ask a lot of our student athletes. So a lot of our kids are doing 2 and 3 sports. They're involved with our DECA program. They're, you know, a class advisor. So it's trying to balance that it's more, you know, we're not putting too much on their plate, and we're also providing an opportunity that they can be successful, and we're not overloading them with essentially too much. So I think we've kind of really tried to make a focus on, like, you know, the student athlete as a whole and making sure that, you know, we can support them across, you know, all of their areas of success.
I think that's one of the things that's so great about high school sports. There's a lot of stuff in the news that's pretty negative now, and it's pretty hard, difficult times. And kids face a lot of challenges. So when you have a program like that and you can promote not just the championship teams, but even the kid who just barely makes the squad and makes progress, I mean, I think that's important for all people to know, not just parents.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And that's where we're very excited this fall. Like, we've been able to add a couple sub-varsity programs, so we should be in a position that none of our fall sports will have any cuts. So that's where we're really looking forward to it, in the way that it's like, if you want to give field hockey a try for the first time, this would be a great year to do it. If you're new and you want to try, you're new to the school and you want to give football a chance, we're excited to be able to have that opportunity to kind of offer it across all of our fall programs, that anybody can essentially get involved with anything.
All right, a couple of more quick questions. What's in the immediate future now for your student athletes, your kids, as we approach September? I know we're just getting into August, but I know that it is a busy time for athletic directors. So what's the August agenda look like?
Yeah, so we're actually 2 weeks from today before football and golf will start. So just from a football standpoint, making sure that we have all of our student athletes registered. We'll start to do, we're switching from impact testing to SWAY, so that way it's just a different type of system that we're getting used to. We'll make sure that everybody's got their equipment that they need. We're onboarding some new coaches this fall. We're excited to have Jill McGinnity jump back in and take over our field hockey program. So she will have coached here from 2013 to 2020 and then stepped away for a couple of years. So we're excited to have her back at the head of that program. And then we have Talia Urena, who's taken over for our girls volleyball program. So it's kind of onboarding coaches, finalizing preseason schedules, preparing for like our parent and student athlete meetings at the start of the year. And same is true for getting some things lined up. We do like a captain's leadership program that we'll start to get rolled out in the middle of August.
I know it's a symbiotic relationship with coaches, where you have to direct the logistics and so on. But they also help you out, I know, in many ways, in talking about kids and learning about kids. Tell me about who your staff is. I know that you have at least one person you really rely on.
Yeah, so in terms of, I'm very fortunate here. I have an assistant athletic director in Morgan Sitars, and she's incredible. She does an amazing job, is incredibly organized, hardworking, and is a huge asset. So she will actually be out on maternity leave this fall. So she's due with her third son at the end of August. So we will definitely miss her this fall. But we're very fortunate to have some really strong coaches that will kind of be very helpful to me sort of throughout this fall. And then we're also beneficial, it's a huge benefit that we have an athletic trainer here in Amanda Levesque, who is a Danvers resident and also has been here for a number of years. So she also is a great touch point for a lot of our student athletes and coaches as well.
Who's the gatekeeper in the office? Who do I contact?
That would be Mrs. Sitar. So she's the one, she runs the show in here and is great.
All right. Coach, great talking with you. I know it's a busy time, and hope you get a little more downtime before the season starts. I will be checking in with you from time to time, and I appreciate your getting back to me always. So good luck this month.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much, and looking forward to connecting again soon.
Very good. Thanks, Coach. Take care. All right. That is Drew Betts, who is the Danvers High School Director of Athletics. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.